Members of the subcommittee were as follows, and it lists the names of the persons, and then it says four other members who live in the area, obviously.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you, Honorable Webb. The subcommittee is just a proposal. It's on the interest petition, which I will address the members on reason point number two. Ah, here comes Honorable Magyot. Gana, Baba Gana. We were just waiting for you. This is the king of Eastern Cape. Now we are graced with the king from Limpopo and the traditional leader from the Eastern Cape. We are fortunate to be graced with such high profile. Are you going to regard it?
Mr. Chair, I know you would have knowledge out there, but it was
for the official report, it's staff extended from it. Well, in all other committee meetings, that normally happens, staff are mentioned on. Even if the staff of the department comes to address, they are mentioned.
Yeah.
So I think we can then proceed with taking decisions and that stuff. Let me start with the minutes of the 11th of September. Let's go to page 1. I think while we are doing that, we can do the corrections and the adoption of the minutes in one go, instead of coming back and adopt minutes.
Yeah, I see, my apologies, were not recorded.
That is the 11th of September.
The only one that I missed, and you don't have recorded my apologies.
Yeah. Thank you. These are the minutes, yes,
sir. Okay, so one thing that doesn't make sense. If you look at input from the delegation, Mr. McCarthy mentioned that the system in the United Kingdom was very advanced and would like to suggest that the NCRT should follow the suit. This should be followed suit. The word that
I think that is totally wrong. The 30th, 26th of October. very certainly wrong, because remember what we said. There was nothing new that we could learn from the UK report. Is I correct? If my memory serves me right. But the one or two things, because the only thing that we said was the special day that they set out on the last Friday of every month to deal with the legislative proposals and petitions. I think that was the only thing that we set out. But I would like to suggest that the MP should follow suit, okay?
Again, my apologies are not recorded, sir. I was on leave that week and we sent letters to all the committees. I was putting for leave when my son was married.
Oh, yeah, that is the one. I'm the one who was the policy. Was not recorded. Just on a technical point, advocate, the chairperson can also adopt or second minister.
Yes.
All right. So then it's between myself and Mr. Webb.
I'm going to speak me.
Yeah, and this is not here, and the fake is not here. So. Page 2. All right. Mr. Webb, page 2. Adoption for the minute, if they allow correction. Yeah, just on page 2, the third paragraph, he would recommend the system to be implemented in the NCOP. You say, what should it be? Yeah, you would recommend the system be implemented. Okay. Page 3.
I just one thing. Maybe it must be just changed to understand what it means, but if you look under Mrs. J.K.C. Functions petition, in the middle of that paragraph, she also advised the committee to be cautious about such petitions to avoid floods. It looks like you're talking about the water flood, the rain flood, to be changed a little bit.
Yeah. I think also the next sentence, she suggested that the committee to follow the National Assembly's route of dealing with petitions. I don't think that was ever mentioned. I think the idea was put on the table to say that not to accept petitions right of the National Assembly, but the two petitions differ. Advocate, if you can just give us some clarity on that, because they're talking about unions.
I think we must follow the same caution in not accepting just everything as petitions, including the submission of this nature, which was incoherent and was not that the committee really couldn't do much about in this situation, not in dealing with petitions generally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You will read that properly? Anybody else? I think just after the meeting, the advocate can just give you the right sentence, what to say, and you can just send some of the
If it can include in proper context,
because what you said so that then we must follow NA to E. So I just question to say, you know, there is a way how to end that time. Not that NA so to commit to E, but the NA to E, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a question. So I think it can be rephrased. So the frame is actually what I was trying to convey to the committee. Yeah.
Anyone else? Yeah, the stress, that's the whole point the advocate has to start rephrasing. She also advised the committee to be cautious about substitutions for the stress. Just need to rephrase that as well, because we haven't...
Tsunami
or cyclone. Can we then accept the... have a proposal accept the minutes with changes? Number one, a second. Minute over two. Minute of the 30th of October. That is the minute in Sylvia. Tell them more. On the first page, Mr. Kelsey.
Huh?
Kelsey.
Yeah, L.
On the first page. Page one. Page two. The idea was welcomed by the committee, wasn't it? That it was accepted by the committee. The second paragraph from the bottom. Letters were read to the committee. The idea was welcomed by the committee. You shouldn't really read that the idea is that it was accepted by the committee, but it was accepted by the committee. Letters were read to the committee, and then the committee accepted the proposal that was put on the table of the letter that should go to Mr. Thompson and to the chairperson and to the relevant body. Yeah, not welcome. So the proposal was accepted or agreed to. Let's say that the proposal was agreed to by the committee.
Can we go back to the paragraph? And I think we need to restate the
explain the procedures that are followed by the National Assembly when dealing with petitions. By that time, then. Tell them. I think we didn't as Stellenbosch Rijk would still recall, it was said that we should not follow the NA rule, but we should develop our own guidelines, but set by the rule of the paper. Am I right, Jose?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that sentence, that paragraph, that, you know. Remember we said that the committee has not got guidelines and the review of rules committee under the chairmanship of Honorable Post Mukwena has asked the committee to draw up the guidelines and lay it and table it before the rules, the review of rules committee. And then Honorable Speaker said that he still agrees that we should develop our own guidelines and policies regarding. So I think that paragraph needs to come out.
Again, on page 3, the last, we're not there yet. Also, the proposal was welcomed by the members. I think we actually agreed to it. We didn't just welcome it.
Yeah.
Follow
the
what?
Yeah, also on page 3, that's one sentence, doesn't make sense. It's on the third paper on petition, the second paragraph, the second sentence. He said that the objective was to have clear guidelines, I think it should be guidelines, since currently on the Gauteng legislature has guidelines on petitions. There's something wrong there. That will have to be rephrased.
Yeah.
So it might be before.
He said currently out the Gauteng legislature was the only problem that have guidelines. Problem guidelines. Yeah, it reads totally wrong. The synth must come out. Currently, on must come out. The Gauteng legislature has guidelines on petition. Does that read correct on the word?
I think what you wanted to say there, Chair, is that he said that the objective was to have clear guidelines and pointed out that the Gauteng legislature has adopted guidelines on this issue.
Okay.
This is just by way of, an example.
Let me present on the market.
He said that the sentence that it is safe, he said that the objective was to have clear guidelines for the committee, for the select committee, full stop. No, not full stop, comma, and pointed out that the Gauteng legislature, for example, already have guidelines in place. Something to say.
Yeah. Pointed out that the Okay. Pointed out that the Gauteng legislature has guidelines. The proposal was welcome, the proposal was accepted.
Yeah.
Again on the page 3, the
two-thirds of the way
there. Yeah. The committee welcomed the idea, if the International Study Church in Germany lets you breathe, the committee welcomed the idea of an, or of a International Study Church in Germany. And then again, chairs look a further down, and added that Scotland and Sweden should also be visited since they have similar systems. They sit at this meeting.
No, Chair, I think, I don't know what came into, I'm looking at that one sentence, paragraph in the middle of the sentence. Koshi moves for workshop proposal. Anyway, maybe this allows the people who are able to, assist us in just clearing up this thing.
This is where the adoption is missing then.
Yeah, because...
Koshi moves for the adoption of the workshop proposal, and then what is the thing?
Yes, it's supposed to say, but how is it read?
Yeah.
Koshi
moves for the adoption of the workshop proposal.
Yeah.
Koshi moves.
Yeah, it might be holding a friend.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
What's the friend of who's going to be in touch?
Adoption of the proposal, of the workshop proposal.
If I can recall there, I think the only reason that Horsey moved was that he said that the management, the like an administrative chairperson and the staff should do all the logistical work for the workshop.
But it's not necessarily the minister.
Yeah.
It follows on your proposal, on your recommendation.
Page 4. Can you just give us that rephrasing again, please?
Okay.
So that are we recording? No. So you can listen from the recording.
Okay, I'm happy to say.
Ah, okay. Can we just get that rephrasing?
The chairperson introduced the petition to the committee. After the Dadikari gave background of the petition in inverted commas. She highlighted that this was complete incoherence and the fact was not a petition. The author did not request interviews and addressed the grievance to several other entities. She briefly explained the procedure followed by the National Assembly when engaging with such submission. She cautioned the committee to avoid cautioned the committee about such submissions to avoid being flooded with complaints. She suggested that the committee follow the National Assembly's way of dealing with such a matter.
Is that acceptable? Yeah. Wonderful. We have accepted the minutes with amendments. Now, the 9th of November? think at that meeting, Anubhav Watson, if my memory serves me correctly, the staff that was present at the meeting, I said that we should engage the Swami himself.
Yeah, you suggested that. In addition, the chairman suggested that the petition be referred to the Swami Minister. No, I think that's wrong. We can't refer it to them. It's with us. They must be engaged.
We should engage them.
Now that whole sentence is wrong because we're not even there yet. How can we say if it fails to take corrective measures timely? I think that sentence has just come out.
Okay. The committee will summon Trinam and Sarati. That must come out. Okay.
Yeah.
Representative from the Department of Defense came to attend, that's true.
That's right.
Can we move for adoption?
I shall move.
I second.
None in that,
16th of November. Just Mr. Watson and myself again.
And then me and you and the boy for two.
Just that. The staff made all the presents. Other members who live.
Who live, not live.
Number four.
Can we just interrogate the sentence below that? The chairperson said that the subcommittee should meet with the municipality, local government, as well as affected members of the public. Municipality and local government is the same thing.
Yeah, we said.
Or you're talking about the portfolio committee on local government.
Okay.
Well, then we must say so. On local government. Portfolio committee of the Gauteng legislature on local government. Did you fix, is it true that you said the day would be 29 November? Didn't you say that you would be looking into that? Or maybe that a possible day would be the, just add the word possible, and that a possible day would be on 29 November.
Okay.
100% fine, yes.
The chairperson stated that the oversight would be conducted over one day and that a possible day would be on 29. Possible day.
What is possible day?
I think you're going to
be able to. Studies lost on just saying that they write at the bottom of phase 2, take place, no, not take place.
Take place. Oh. But if honorable Ruth is there, it will be take place.
Yeah.
Pick up place.
We'll pick up place.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's possible thing. Yes, sir.
Thank you. I suspected that we are kind of too far for some of us, all the elderly people. If I could just take you back, my apology for that. In the apologies, Chair, I see apology number 5. There's a JP machine. I don't think there's such a person in the department. There might be a machine. Chair, then on the proposed workshop, the first paragraph, second sentence towards the end, she better explain that she believes that the new system would be a useful and effective method of petitioning parliament, especially in the new era of income.
With
a comma just behind us.
Can we accept the third painting? Can we accept the minutes? Can I get that mover?
Yes. I'll take it. First amendment. Yes, sir.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. You see, you've got also to accommodate slow learners in the class. Chair, on page 3, the second paragraph, the chairperson says that he has spoken to the House Chairperson, Mr. Matam. House Chairperson, Mr. Matam.
No.
I think there are two officers involved.
Yeah, there's two.
House chairperson, somebody else, Mr. Machang, is not the house chairperson. What is the real situation?
I mentioned Stoner.
Yes.
Yeah, I mentioned Stoner. But you also said that he has already spoken to Mr. Machang.
That was just for information.
Okay. That's the whole sentence here. English is not good.
But I think, look, there wasn't a decision taken, it was just that for noting,
yeah.
And I've mentioned it, so I think it should come out. Certainly come out. Well, there was no decision taken, just for noting purposes.
No, but you can leave it there, but you might.
My understanding of all the years that I've written minutes, my understanding of writing minutes is that you have a full time machine.
Yeah, resolution.
And not goals of item on
this is a verbatim report.
Yeah. I think that the whole sentence should come out.
Can I suggest here that the minutes of this meeting we circulate it to ourselves that we don't sit here and rewrite the minutes?
Well, I'm going to propose that, sorry, in the future, we should have minutes at least 3 days before the meeting, or a week before the meeting. So that when people come to the meeting, they can just say,
But if it's electronic or electronically submitted to us, we can actually convey our ideas back to the Secretary's office.
Sure. So, just the question of the minutes, of the meeting that minutes should be at least before the committee meeting. Minutes should be sent out as well with the notices as well. What's it?
Yeah, Chair, I accept that the minutes be taken into account that we check those minutes before we come to the meeting. For example, I want to draw attention to, on the bulletin page 3, the paragraph right the second from below paragraph that starts with the chairperson suggested. If we're there, just read that thing, it's wrong. The chairperson suggested the house chairperson of the SOC. It's wrong.
Oh, but that shouldn't be the house chairperson either.
It should be the chairman of the SOP.
Yeah.
If you say the house chairperson of the SOP, then it's something else. If I say the house chairperson or say the chairman of the SOP. So maybe we should remove the house. So that will make me the sentence that will read the chairperson suggested that the chairperson of the SOP is in there.
And make sure they deliver. They deliver a keynote address.
Deliver a keynote address. Yeah. So we really need to have an urgent chat with committee secretary. Committee secretary. As a fact, just to inform the members, I've asked committee section for a dedicated full-time secretary for this committee. Because you see what happens if a committee shares two, if a secretary shares two committees. Our current secretary is serving the NA committee as well as this committee. And we will always run into problems, possible. So I've written to the committee section. I'm waiting for their response. If I don't get the response by tomorrow, then I'm writing to the chairperson and the house chairperson to really take up this matter. Seriously. Hello, Watson.
Chair, I want to support you in that because we started asking for minutes at the meal. And it's now today, a number of weeks later, and we have to scrutinize five sets of minutes, which is unfair to the committee. If we had these minutes in time, then it wouldn't have been a problem. And it's only because I think we are dealt with a sort of second best.
Yeah, I will again write a strong letter to that effect. I think if I can get the committee's approval, approach chairperson of the council directly. I said that I made a request to the committee section. I mean, the secretary of the committee, I'm not even here.
I don't propose. We will do that later.
Okay. Checking it for that? Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, Chair. You're spending minutes, but it's outside what you were talking. Chairperson, I beg for your indulgence. The chair, on the same paragraph, the chairperson suggested that the chairperson of the ENSO will be invited to deliver a keynote address on that day at the time. Full stop. Now, it would be good if any other person was not in the meeting, the question arises, what is the significance of that date? What is the occasion of that date, the 23rd of January? I know members of this committee maybe have got good memories, but for record people, these being minutes that will be read sometimes in the future, the question will remain, what is the significance or the purpose of the date of that address? perhaps it should have been just been noted one. For what purpose would be the king of that place? It's quite expensive.
Yeah, no, that's relevant, I think we should say the chairperson suggested that the chairperson of the NCOP be invited to deliver a keynote address on the 23rd
January 2008. No, no. Before you get to the date, at the proposed workshop on the 23rd.
That's right, that's the proposed workshop. Thank you. We have adopted this.
Yeah.
With amendment. Colleagues, then we've got the Chester Rust petition. We've got the Chester Rust petition. Now the suggestion or proposal that we made regarding this is that we should form a subcommittee to go to New Chester Rust in Hammanskraal and I have to engage the parliament locality as well as the Portfolio Committee on Local Government in Tshwane, in Gauteng, of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature, and then to address the committee of the petitioners, not all the petitioners, but the committee, so that it also shows that people did come to Parliament and it's been adhered to, and we are taking note of people's complaints. The subcommittee that was proposed is myself, Honorable Watson, Honorable Mugisi, who has tabled the petition at the chairperson's office, and one other member we were looking at because it is consistent period. So that's a member from Gauteng, which could be resides in Gauteng or who hasn't got a problem with getting to Gauteng. But I know people are also preparing for conference and all that. I ask that these subcommittee be and the petition and the way of the handling with the petition. Can I hear the member? The words come up from there.
Yeah, I thought we are agreeing on this one. Yeah. Because if, I don't know what we have approved now, but they suggested to do that here. I think we've agreed with those names. Maybe the only name we can identify now can be the Honorable Chitera because it's in housing. He's the only person can be easily accessed. Rather than that, but there's a chairperson you are entitled to, then you can check with any other member if you want some reinforcement. If that's another member, it's available, then it's fine. But for the purpose of this meeting, I think we agree with the proposed name. And maybe the housing one, the specific case, the vulnerable register. Thank you.
Thank you, Oliver. For the day of second.
Well, we did say that we also would ask Honorable Mukhege if he...
If he's available.
Yeah.
If Honorable Cheka is not available, then we will talk Honorable Mukhege or anyone
else. I second the Fortune Center's proposal that we leave that fourth person for you to negotiate.
All right. The workshop is that we are running into problems in Gauteng with Mr. Hill's books for the specific date. We have to change our date because it should have been from the 29th up until the 30th.
Sorry, Chair, point of order. Are we sticking with the 29th?
No. Oh, for the 29th date to go to this? Yeah. I think we will have to.
You'll let us have details.
That's right. College, the workshop, so we have to move the workshop date to the 23rd or the 25th of January, so that's the framework of the parliamentary framework. The other date was set out for members' training, and on the advice of the House Chairperson, Honorable Oliphant, the 23rd, that week of the 23rd, has been set out for committees, and we we should use that thing, utilize the space in that thing, that week to do our workshop. So our new date is the 23rd or the 25th for the workshop, but we have proposed a committee meeting on the 22nd. Members can arrive on the 22nd. So I've asked the conference people to also look down to the Southern Cape. I know maybe Honorable Watson wants to be close to the sea, or Honorable Manioki or Morsi wants to just go and have a trip down in the sea and all that. So,
where's the Southern Cape?
Southern Cape is short, Mossel Bay, Nice Bay.
Is that a new province?
No.
Oh,
Southern Cape. It's not a new province. South, Western Cape. See, the reason we rented for Gauteng is that members could just take one flight. Morsi comes from the Fokker, we just take one flight, you know. Other members, the provincial legislators are also being invited. So that's why we want to stick to Gauteng, but at the moment, the places that we went or that we've asked are fully booked. Well, I also made a proposal about that. So we will get back to you guys.
Direct flight to Durban from
Yeah, alright, so we will then ask the conference facilitators of the look at Durban as well. But we will keep members informed before arrival of us. The other thing is, what I want to ask is members that can just forward all the details. We're just waiting for the conference day to end, then we can. If members, the board, you can contact all the members because they have relevant details, but their house, a reset address. So with the reset address, so we can forward documentation on the workshop to them, research documentation to them during the research and that, and if members can just bring it to the workshop. Oliver Watson?
Yeah, I didn't see a special email address on that. And I didn't want to add mine because I think we should put everybody's on. Because it's much easier in research to communicate by email than to send by mail.
Just put it down as the Buffalo Residential
Email
address. Please, that's a great idea. Members, if you can just put in this, it will be distributed to the other members, please. Then we can just go ahead and do our necessary arrangements. Members, if there is all, if there is not any other business, then we can, in the absence of nothing else, I want to adjourn the meeting. I want to thank Fortune Quena for affording us time. Utilizing and going into 5 minutes into his committee time. Thank you very much for that. You can come in on our website. Members, I want to say thank you very much. In that essence of nothing, and with the arrival of one of
It's our last meeting for the year, I think, official meeting.
Yeah.
So let me thank you on behalf of the committee for your leadership. And hope that next year we can get this committee working more efficiently.
Thank you, Mr. Watson. I also want to thank all the members, and especially Honorable Sushaka, who just listened to us. Thank you. It will be grateful, appreciated. Honorable Sushaka, we are trying to go to Newcastle in Hammanskraal. It's in Gauteng. I think you have received the petition the people have sent on the 29th of November. So we would like, request you to accompany us. A subcommittee of about five to accompany us to New Year's Service. We will be engaging with the Swana Municipality as well as the Portfolio Committee on Local Government. Would you grace us with your presence in Gauteng? Thank you all for the moment and all the good.